Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along. It's Pete Evans. This is Spinning Jazz, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Here till 11 with the finest in vinyl jazz each and every week. And we started off there from 1961 on VJ Records. That was Walter Perkins' MJT plus 3 and a tune called Brother Spike, named for bassist Bill Lee's son, Spike. Spike Lee was to be such a renowned film director in the years to come. Anyway, the full personnel, Harold Maben was piano. He wrote that tune, and he was joined by Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Walter Perkins, the group leader, was on drums. And the front line was Willie Thomas on trumpet and Frank Strozier on alto saxophone. We're moving to 2022, Haggis Records, Scottish trumpeter Malcolm Strachan, and his album Cut to the Chase, and this is Nossa Dansa. And the personnel on here is Malcolm Strachan trumpet, Athol Ransom on tenor sax, Danny Barley on trombone, George Cooper on piano, Courtney Thomas on double bass, Sam Bell on percussion, Errol Rollins on drums, and special guest on this track on vocals is Joe Harrop. So stay tuned for the next 2 hours as we explore the wonders of jazz on vinyl.
Thank you.
recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's in 1955, came out on Savoy Records, the album Encore. That's trombonist Eddie Burt, accompanied by J.R. Monterose on tenor saxophone, Hank Jones on piano, with Clyde Lombardi playing bass and Kenny Clark at the drums, and that was a tune called Crosstown. And we move into the relatively obscure and short-lived Perception label next, and an album from 1973 by tenor man Tyrone Washington. He'd recorded an album on Blue Note, a single album Blue Note, a couple of years earlier. This is an album called Roots, and this is a tune called Spiritual Light of the Universe. And he's joined on this particular tune by Hubert Eaves on piano. Stafford James is playing the bass, and the drummer is Clifford Barbaro Barconardi.
a beautiful sound that is heard. It begins with an African word. It's as heavy as stone. It is never alone. But there's some folks who never have heard. If you've never been there, hear my song. Tell the people of earth to be strong. You're as heavy as stone. You are never alone. But there's some folks who never have heard.
Play that banjo, black boy. It's the sound music makes your soul leap for joy. Shout Uhuru while mute Perugia stands sunk in a sea of faces uplifted singing. Today, Uhuru, oh yeah, freedom, later they tell us, but we know the time is now. Sow your harvest, mother, weep no more, reap thy bitter crop, my father. Rhyme poem, nigger ain't no more, he's black, that's sure. That stole from me that whole world of mystery I knew. Blow, Brother John, sweet memory, be a living thing.
Right. Ooh, yeah. I think I ain't no ringer. I'm black.
1975, Black Saint Records, Archie Shepp, the album A Sea of Faces, that was Song for Mozambique. And next up from 76 on Muse Records, something a bit more straight ahead, this is Walter Bishop Jr. from his Valley Land album. This is just a trio track, and it's the title track from the album, and his piano is accompanied by the great Sam Jones on bass, and the equally magnificent Billy Hart at the drums. It is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Oliver Nelson Sextet, and the title track from the album Screaming the Blues, featuring Oliver Nelson on tenor saxophone, Eric Dolphy was on bass clarinet, Richard Williams on trumpet, Richard Wyans on piano, George Duvivier on bass, Roy Haynes was playing the drums. That was released originally on the New Jazz label. That pressing that you heard there was a UK Extra release, and the next one was a Prestige New Jazz release, and this is an Esquire UK pressing of Dizzy Reese's album Asia Minor. Dizzy Reese originally from Jamaica, emigrated to London and made some great records on Tempo Records during the late 50s, emigrated again to the US, to New York, and recorded a few albums for Blue Note, and then he recorded this one, Asia Minor, for the, as I say, the New Jazz label. And this particular tune is called Akmet, and this features Dizzy Reese on trumpet, Joe Farrell on the flute on this one, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Hank Jones on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Charlie Persip was playing the drums, recorded in 1962.